Ready to elevate your career with a professionally published book? Are you simply not sure where to start? Your search ends here, my friend. Let's walk the publishing path together and bring your book to life with the Publishing for Professionals podcast. I'm here to coach thought leaders, executives, and speakers on how to successfully self-publish your book while avoiding common pitfalls. I'm Lana Liquidy-Smarges. Join me each week to acquire practical wisdom and proven strategies and find out what the traditional publishing companies simply don't want you to know. This is more than just a podcast. It's your roadmap to becoming a published author. Get ready to write your blueprint for book publishing success with the Publishing for Professionals podcast. Hey friends, this is Lynn Aliquity-Smarges back again for another episode of Publishing for Professionals. I am super excited today to have a guest on. Thanks for listening to today's episode. Today is a special book blueprint episode, one of my favorite types of episodes. But before we jump into today's episode, I want to give a big welcome back to my returning listeners. Thanks for joining me again for another week of Publishing for Professionals. And thanks for my new listeners. Welcome, welcome. I'm so glad you stopped by to check out my podcast. Please make sure to hit the follow button to get Publishing for Professionals dropped right to your podcast player or your YouTube channel. Make sure you subscribe so that you get every week's information for Publishing for Professionals. I have an incredible conversation lined up for you today. I'm joined by David Letterfly Noder. He's a 5X published author with 3 memoirs and 2 guidebooks. Dave Letterfly Noder takes readers deep into the colorful world of the traveling circus, where passion, classic horsemanship, living a life of adventure, creating beautiful artwork, and the lessons learned while transforming obstacles into the stepping stones of growth. The author provides the gift of enlightenment while making sense out of chaos, one heartwarming story at a time. Dave has journeyed along the path of self-publishing and has been challenged with figuring out how to traditionally publish his next book. So he's here today to ask questions about traditional publishing and the writing and publishing process, to clarify his process and share his wins with us along his journey. Dave, thanks so much for joining us today. I can't wait to dive into your publishing journey.
I'm so happy to be here. Thank you, Lynn.
You're welcome. Let's start off by finding a little bit about you, Dave, because you are such an interesting individual. Let's start with why you decided to get into writing books, because I know you were an artist first. Why did you decide to go from doing art, like graphic arts types things, to writing?
Well, writing for me actually started as catharsis back about 37 years ago, and it evolved into marketing essays. And as I learned how to excel and evolve as my art career kept changing, and then I ended up becoming so filled with encouragement, zeal, and excitement for this colorful life that I've been living. And I received encouragement from outside also. I started writing essays to tell these stories about what had happened during my turbulent background, not only with the circus, but especially with training horses and learning the painting skills that became the mainstay of all of my passion. The next thing you know, I'm fascinated with the craft of writing. I'm taking classes and I'm hearing suggestions, and I made friends with professors. And the next thing you know, I'm being encouraged to put together a collection of what I had already written and put it into the form of a book. The one professor took what I had it for a year, and then came back and gave me an assignment. Together, we put together a logical theme for several of these stories. And then we had gaps that I had to fill. In another year, we had a book ready to publish. And that was 10 years ago.
Wow, that is incredible. That's a great story. You've got 5 books that you've already published. You are not a typical, like myself, you didn't start this career early in your life. How old were you when you started writing books?
I was in my middle 40s when I started writing. It was just yet another creative outlet, because I started, as I mentioned before, I started as a musician, became predominantly an artist. And I think that creative people tend to be creative in all areas.
Yeah,
and that's certainly my case, with the exception of being creative in the kitchen.
Well, we can't be strong in all areas for sure. Awesome. So David, tell us about your new upcoming book that you're looking for a traditional publisher to accept.
I have been on fire about this this next manuscript, and it's, I got it completed. We had it professionally, developmentally edited by a professor in New York, and it's ready. And what I want to do is reach a larger audience. And the logical thing to do is to traditionally publish. And from what I understand so far, the task of entering into the process of traditionally publishing is probably even more difficult than putting together a good book. So my questions, kind of learner I am, I'm the kind of learner, I'd rather have some one-on-one with a high quality professional so that I can get the guidance that I need. And as soon as I have a handle on what it is, what kind of mindset I need to adopt, then I can craft whatever it is that I need to provide so that the agent has the right kind of representation to take to a publisher. But it's all brand new to me. So my question has to do with beginning the process. And from what I understand, the process begins with finding an agent. So yes. My first question is, what is a guy like me gonna do? I'm looking for an agent.
And so I'm assuming your book is like a fiction or historical fiction?
It's another memoir.
Okay, so it's a nonfiction book.
Yeah.
So you want to find an agent, and I would say Publishers Weekly is a website where you can find agents. Typically, those agents are pretty reputable. And I would always ask an agent for two references of people that they've worked with and call those references, right? Like, because I know people sometimes ask for references, but they never follow up. Make sure you follow up with the references to make sure that, you know, they got good service and they did all the check boxes. So they communicated well, they didn't leave them hanging. Look, you know, and I would even say interview 3 to 5 agents for like pricing, find out what services they offer because everybody offers a little bit of a different service. The other thing I would recommend if you are looking for an agent, you definitely need to find an agent because like some specialize in nonfiction memoirs, some specialize in like not like historical fiction. So you want to find an agent that specializes in nonfiction memoirs specifically. So if you can find an agent that specifically covers that niche, that would be your best bet because they're going to know the people to pitch it to better than someone who just does nonfiction in general, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Now, how do I go about isolating from vast sea of agents the perfect agent? My memoir includes my relationship with a horse in addition to the adventures that we were on. And there must be an audience for that kind of genre.
My youngest daughter is a horse girl. There is definitely a horse audience out there. Just kind of on a side note, one of the things I would recommend doing to sell your book, instead of going to like Barnes and Noble or the typical like bookstore things, I would go to like equestrian events. Since your memoir is about horses, you are going to sell more books at an equestrian event, like that's open to the public that you can just buy a ticket like and have a booth there. You're going to sell more books there than you are selling at Barnes and Noble or like any other types of bookstores. Because people there are interested in equestrian, right? They're interested in horses. They're more likely to buy a memoir of a book that has this talks about horses. So any type of equestrian events I would recommend for the marketing piece. But then getting back to your question, you may even find an agent who loves horses. And if you do, that would be gold because that person's going to really understand your passion for horses because they're also passionate for horses. Does that make sense?
Yes, that's that's exactly the kind of agent that I want to find.
Because you're looking for someone that specific, you may have to look a little bit longer. So typically, just to let you know, David, because your other, I know you have self-published your other 5 books, finding a traditional publisher and getting published with them typically takes 3 to 5 years. So it's a lot longer process. It's a much longer, you know, journey for sure. You'll need a lot more patience to do traditional publishing. And if you decide to get an agent and you don't find a publisher who wants to take your work, then you can always still self-publish. Like it doesn't mean you can't self-publish your book. So you always have that alternate path of self-publishing if you don't find. And you can also look for too a hybrid publisher. I don't know if you're familiar with hybrid publishers.
No.
A hybrid publisher, and I can connect you with a couple. A hybrid publisher is a publisher that you actually have more creative control over your work, which I like, I prefer. And a hybrid publisher, you have more creative control over your work. That's kind of the biggest advantage with them. They're better working with the author and not just really telling them like, hey, you're going to have this editor or whatever. So you have a lot more leeway with who you pick as editors and things like that with a hybrid publisher. And hybrid publishers, just like traditional publishers, have their own little niche. So like some hybrid publishers do like all romance books or whatever. We want to find you a hybrid publisher that is good for nonfiction and for memoirs like you have. And I actually have one I can introduce you to.
Good.
And you want to do a letter of query. Do you have any questions about your letters of query?
Yes. And I have a question before then in regards to the hybrid publishers. Do they have the audience that the traditional big publishers have? They do.
They have outlets and audiences, and they can promote your book as well. I mean, obviously the big five is the big five. They're kind of in the class. That's like the Ivy League, right? But a hybrid publisher is still going to do if it's a good hybrid publisher, they're going to know where to market your book and how to market your book effectively. The one I'm thinking about introducing you to is the biggest hybrid publisher in the United States, I think in North America. And they do mostly 99% nonfiction. And they do memoirs too. So I think they would be a good fit for you.
Do I need a query letter or an agent? Do I query the hybrid publisher?
You actually don't have to have an agent to query publishers. However, if you have an agent, it's easier because agents know people and they know which publishing companies take what types of books.
Okay.
And so that's where the agent kind of shortcuts you, right? They're kind of like a coach where they can be, okay, we want to query these because these publishers are going to be more attuned to your type of story that you want to put out. So that's the advantage of having an agent, is that they know where to go. It's just, you're using them for their knowledge, basically.
Okay.
And then what was the other part of your question, Dave?
That has to do with putting together, what kind of mindset do I need to have? I have to shift from being an author of being a storyteller into the mindset of something that's totally strange to me. So what kind of mindset is going to end up being helpful as I tackle this process?
That is a great question. And we're actually at our break point right now. So we're going to take a quick break. But when I come back, I'm going to answer your question, Dave, on the mindset you're going to need to go in with a traditional publisher. So let's hang tight for just a minute and we'll be back.
Hey, friends and future authors. If you're like me, when I wrote my first book, I had no idea where to turn for author support. So I ended up actually spending many thousands of dollars for a self-publishing course. Well, you don't need to do that to get the author support you need, my friend and future author. All you need to do is to come over to school. It's SKOOL. And look up Publishing for Leaders. This is my awesome, amazing community where we have over 50 members in right now, and we are adding more people. But get in now, because we offer a free coaching session every month. We also have a free Authors Brew coffee chat every month just for our community members. But you can only get those freebies if you join the community today. So get in now while it's still free. Go to school.com and look up Publishing for Leaders. You can also find Publishing for Leaders by clicking the link in the show notes below. Now let's get back to the show.
Hey, friends and future authors. We are back with our Publishing for Professionals book blueprint episode. If you're finding this episode really great and valuable, and you know a friend who is looking for a publisher, please share this episode with them so they can get the information and the knowledge they need to successfully publish their book. So Dave, you asked about mindset. So I would say keep the storytelling mindset, because people love storytelling, even if you're pitching, because storytelling is the best way to sell somebody, right? Because you are a great storyteller. I can tell just from talking to you on this episode, because you're very animated, you're very passionate, you understand what you're doing, and you know the steps in the process. And I can tell all that from the way you talk. You're a very thoughtful person. So I know an agent and or a publisher is going to really appreciate that. And that you've already published 5 times. So you understand the publishing process, which is also to your advantage if you want to find a publisher, because it's much easier for a publisher to take on someone who understands the process, who's done it multiple times before, and is kind of a seasoned professional like yourself. I would say just keep what you're doing, but just know you're going to have to be more patient to find a publisher, because typically it does take 3 to 5 years, even with an agent. Is a bigger expense, obviously, to go with a publisher. But I would say if you're pitching a hybrid publisher, try a query letter. And for those of you who are listening who don't know what a query letter is, it's basically a 3-page letter
you're sending to a publisher saying, hey, this is my book and this is why I want you to accept it as a publisher and accept me as an author. To write that query letter, you don't need an agent to do that. And you don't need an agent to submit to a hybrid or a traditional publisher. It's just they give you more information. But you can do that all on your own. And I would actually suggest trying it on your own first with a query letter and submitting it to some hybrid publishers to see if any of them like your book and say, yeah, this is definitely something we would love to publish first. And then if you don't have success there, which I feel like you will, but if you don't have success there, then I would say hire an agent and then move forward. It's going to be A, better for your budget, and B, it'll give you some experience with some hybrid publishers so that if you do go to a big five and you decide you want to go that route, you already have experience talking to publishers and you're not going in green.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. Okay.
Right. Exactly. Yep. Yeah.
That's
and
like
so it'll get
baby
you
steps.
A little practice of talking to them, like using their lingo. I would also recommend if you want someone to assist you with a query letter, there's a fabulous gal on YouTube. Her name is Alyssa Matesic. So it's AlyssaM as in Mary, Attesic. And she is a fiction author, but she does assist people with their query letters. And I don't think you have to have a fiction book for her to assist you with a query letter, because a query letter is a query letter. I believe she could assist you with writing a query letter. And she has worked for the big five, so she knows what publishers are looking for.
Great. That'll be very, very helpful.
Did you have any other questions about writing and publishing that I can answer for you, Dave?
Yes, I certainly do. I have heard all of this talk about having a platform and how an author is supposed to have a big platform in order to become considered valuable to a publishing company. I'm not sure if I have a big platform. I've got 3,000 people that get my newsletter every 2 weeks, but it's not necessarily author. It's more geared toward my audience that appreciates my artistic endeavors. And I do make contributions on a blog page and in Substack occasionally and those kinds of things. Exactly what would be a logical thing for me to do in regards to doing what I can to develop a following, I guess you'd say?
Well, you already have a following, because if you have 3,000 people on your email list, that's a pretty substantial following. So typically, like a really big book publisher is going to look for 10,000 subscribers on your email list. You don't always have to have that. But the thing with the big five is they're looking for you to market your book. And so that's why they want you to have a quote unquote big platform. And what that means is you have at least 5,000 followers on a social platform and 10,000 people on your email list. Now there's ways you can increase that. And I'm not going to go into all the details about that right now. One of the things you can do to increase your following is to get on Substack, and you can actually take your email. You can take your email newsletters and reproduce them on Substack and get a new following there. I would also recommend doing lives at least once a week on Substack, because that also helps increase your Substack audience. But building your Substack platform will help, because there's a lot of people on there that talk about books and a lot of other writers. So you'll find a really good audience on Substack. If you're a writer, I always recommend people like make sure you have a Substack and that you develop that. There's like, you can make your webpage on Substack. You can do a newsletter on Substack. And so I would suggest on the weeks you're not doing your email newsletter, do a Substack newsletter. Purpose anything that you've already used for your previous content, so you don't have to make up new content. And that way it'll just make it easier for you to put content out there. And I would start talking about your book now, even though you don't have it, because you want to build up that excitement about it. And then if you don't have like a landing page or a sign up form for people to sign up that are interested in your new book, I would make one of those on your email service, whatever that is. And that way you can say, hey, this is my book. And then talk about an aspect of it. Maybe you talk about a character and how you developed it. Maybe you talk about why you wrote your book. So talk about an aspect of your book and then say, if you want to learn more about it, sign up on my newsletter and make sure you put your newsletter link at the bottom of that. And then talk about it on your live too. And just keep talking about your book to build audience on it.
Oh, good.
And I would also invite your email newsletter folks to your Substack.
Yeah. What about platforms like LinkedIn or some of the other ones?
LinkedIn is good if you were doing a business book. If you were doing a business book, I would say definitely work on LinkedIn. But since you're not, I would say, TikTok is more for like the younger crowd. So if you want to appeal, if your book appeals to like the 20 to 25, 18 to 25 or 16 to 25 crowd, TikTok's a good platform. Okay. Instagram is, it can be helpful to put like short reels on Instagram. Probably YouTube would be better for you.
Okay.
If you want to put shorts and reels. And one of the things that Substack does is if you do a live video on Substack, they will actually make shorts for you and they will auto post them to YouTube.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. So it takes out a little bit of the work for you. You do have to go on YouTube and put a description underneath the video, but you don't have to sit there and like manually upload it. So you just have to make your settings so that it says, yes, just automatically post it to YouTube. And then that way, so have your YouTube channel be your author YouTube channel. So you could have like a Dave Letterfly Notar YouTube channel or Dave Letterfly YouTube channel. And then your playlist can be your different books. So like your playlist, so each book can have its own playlist and you can like make videos, talk about your books, put it in their own playlist so that people know like what book, you know, what each of your books are about. And that'll help promote all of your books. So that's just an idea if you want to go down that route.
It sounds to me like I'm in it for the long haul.
Yes.
Is there such a thing as hiring a personal coach that I work with, you know, bi-monthly or something so that I can get reminders and encouraged and
yeah,
get the boot in the butt whenever I need it?
That's one of the services I do. I do book coaching. And so we can talk about that after the episode. But yes, I can help you with that. I help a lot of clients with that all the time. Like I've got three people who I consistently coach every month on their book.
Okay, good. Yeah. Because there's so much more to doing all this than just writing the book.
Yes. Yeah. In the industry, it's funny. I don't know if you've heard the saying, it's like when you finish writing your book, you're now starting to do the hard work.
Yeah.
It is. It's very hard to promote your book because there's so many books out there and it's, you know, a lot of genres are saturated. So you have, you know, but I think with your personality and stuff and your drive and your passion, I think you're going to be really successful because you've got the right mindset too. You seem like a very positive person, Dave. And so I think that you'll be really successful in your marketing campaigns.
Oh, good. Well, what drives me is the idea of being a positive influence to the reader.
Awesome. So let's talk more about that. So why is that important to you?
Kind of a mindset that was introduced as the result of the process of a recovery that I began 37 years ago, provided an upgrade to trajectory that I was on. And so today I've just evolved into a completely service-minded, seeking ways to be a blessing to the world guy. And that's pretty much the theme of all of these books that I write. I want to become helpful to the other guy. You know, the situation that I grew up in and then my response to it ended up spiraling me downhill to a bottom. But then at that bottom, I found a place to rebuild a life with a completely different paradigm. And that's really, without trying to sound like a preacher or anything, I just want to do the grit and the guts and that kind of a message that occurred while I rebuilt this life that I enjoy. And I just want to be a source of encouragement to other people today.
Awesome. Well, I can appreciate that because I also came from a very, very, very really not good background. And so I've had to work for the past decade myself on like rebuilding lots of things. Luckily, I did not fall into the path of addiction, but I'm really glad you came back from that. And that's a really hard path to come back from. So congratulations. And that's amazing.
Oh, it's a gift.
Well, Dave, I know people are going to want to find out more about you. So for people on YouTube, you can see Dave's information right here. But for people that are listening to this on audio, Dave, tell people where they can find you, the title of like two books that you like to share on the podcast today.
It's real easy to find me, find out about all that I do and all of my books at my website. It's real easy to remember, letterfly.com. That's LETTERFLY, letterfly.com. And you'll get to read about myself being an artist and a speaker and an author and all kinds of other interesting things. And if you like horses, you're going to like what you read about my background with horsemanship, especially performing with the circus. I've had a very, very interesting life, and it shows up in my book. And if you want to read a good memoir, go to Amazon and look up Kinker. Kinker Circusing the 70s is an epic that will make you wish that you had lived a colorful life like this.
That's awesome. That's amazing. Well, Dave, I know people got a lot of value out of your questions, but it's been such a great time getting to know you on this episode today because you seem like just a really interesting person. It would be really fun to just kind of sit at a bar and have a drink with you or just like hang out for lunch or breakfast or coffee or whatever. But I really enjoyed having you on the show today. So thank you so much for making the time to come on Publishing for Professionals.
Thank you, Lynn. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. All right, my friends. So remember, if you are looking to write and publish your book, it's what I love to do for my clients. So make sure you visit me on my website at writeforyou.me and click on get on my discovery call calendar today. Until next week, this is Lynn Aliquity reminding you to keep writing, keep dreaming, and keep creating. Your book is waiting to be born. Thanks for joining me today on the Publishing for Professionals podcast. I really hope this episode has equipped you with an actionable strategy for your publishing journey. If you found the information on today's show valuable, make sure to rate and leave a review for my show on your favorite podcast player. And also subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts and get the next episode dropped as soon as it's published. Until next week, this is Lynn Aliquity reminding you to keep writing, keep dreaming, and keep creating. Your book is waiting to be born. This podcast is brought to you by Unicorn Publishing Company. The information in this podcast is for educational and informational purposes only. The content shared by the host, guests, and affiliates is not intended to substitute for professional, legal, or financial advice, or any professional advice specific to your situation. Always seek the advice of a qualified professional with any questions you may have. The opinions expressed on the show by the host or guests are those of the individuals and do not necessarily reflect the views of Unicorn Publishing Company. Unicorn Publishing Company, the host, guests, and affiliates are not responsible or liable for any decisions made by listeners or actions taken hereto based on the information discussed in this podcast. By listening to this podcast, you acknowledge and agree to release Unicorn Publishing Company, the host, affiliates, and guests from any liability.